USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court voted Thursday 6-3 to allow Arizona's voter integrity laws to stand. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "Preventing voter fraud, for example, is a strong and entirely legitimate state interest." Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who argued the case, tells Fox News it's about getting the election results correct.
The Constitution, federalism, election integrity have to mean something. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process.
Justice Elena Kagan criticized the court for remaking Section 2 with its decision and said Congress has the authority to decide whether there is no longer a need for the measure. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an $850 million settlement with more than 60,000 men who sued the Boy Scouts over alleged sexual abuse by adults in scouting over several decades. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A member of the Trump Organization turned himself in Thursday to face tax charges in a Manhattan court. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Charges against the Trump Organization include conspiracy, grand larceny, and tax fraud. CFO Ellen Weisselberg was arraigned one day after a grand jury returned an indictment charging him and the Trump Organization with tax crimes. The 73-year-old Weisselberg worked for the Trump Company for decades. Former President Trump was not charged. It is the first criminal case arising from the two-year investigation into the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Trump Organization attorney Alan Futeris says the prosecutors are going after a former president.
That is a significant line to cross. And quite frankly, not just as a lawyer, but as a citizen, we're very concerned about that.
Mr. Weisselberg was released without bail and said he intends to fight the charges. USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Supreme Court on Thursday upheld two voting integrity laws in the state of Arizona. Mark Brnovich, the Arizona Attorney General on Fox News, discusses the Supreme Court case that bears his name.
We took it up to the Supreme Court. I actually personally argued the case, and we won. It's actually named Brnovich v. DNC because I intervened to defend those laws when other people wouldn't. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process. And one thing that's so important, we emphasized, it was in our briefs, and it came up during oral argument at the court, is in 2005, there was a bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter, and that report said that one of the greatest threats to election integrity was mail-in ballots. And so Arizona adopts the recommendations, including limitations on ballot harvesting, and 15 years ago, the left thought that was a great idea. Even the New York Times was writing op-eds in 2012 saying, we need to restrict this because, you know, for whatever reason, in Florida and other places where red states. And now, all of a sudden, when you enact common sense election integrity measures and you want people to have confidence in the results, somehow that's either unconstitutional or it's racist. And it, I think, just shows the intellectual bankruptcy of the far left.
Justice Samuel Alito delivered the opinion of the court's 6-3 decision, writing that the state's justification for the rules to preserve the integrity of its elections suffice to avoid violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.